The Lac La Biche Mission's historic church is getting a small facelift this summer to help preserve the 101-year-old landmark for future generations. With a $15,736 grant from the Government of Alberta's Heritage Preservation Partnership Program, the Lac La Biche Mission Historical Society plans to restore and repair the decaying wood around the windows in the Notre Dame des Victoires Church. There are storm windows on the outside of every window, and they are in pretty bad shape. A lot of the wood is rotten and stuff, so we are going to remove them, properly repair, repaint, and put them back on, explained Christelle Shepherd, site administrator at the Lac La Biche Mission Historic Site. The Notre Dame des Victoires Church was constructed in 1923 and has been carefully restored and preserved to maintain its original appearance, Shepherd said. The work to restore the windows is expected to be completed by the end of the year. The mission site draws many tourists each year and holds special significance for nearby communities that can trace their own histories back to the original settlement, Shepherd said. It's a part of our history because the mission here was the first site where people came to stay and live and cultivate land in 1855, and we've been here since then, she said. Preserving sites like this and these buildings means a lot for history, for the people that came here and their descendants. The church is particularly well-loved, Shepherd explained, as it has hosted many weddings over the years and couples return to visit and mark their anniversaries. In total, the Heritage Preservation Partnership Program is distributing $1.7 million to 85 projects across the province this year, to preserve, promote and protect our province's stories and heritage. Heritage conservation is an important part of maintaining Alberta's unique character, helping us better understand and celebrate our provincial roots. These investments in our heritage will not only deepen our understanding of our shared identity, but help tell our stories for generations to come, said Tanya Furr, Alberta's Minister of Arts, Culture and Status of Women. Other projects funded this year include rehabilitation and repair of grain elevator complexes in Meeting Creek and St. Albert Street. Albert's Brackman Kerr Grain Elevator, built in 1906, and Alberta Wheat Pool Grain Elevator, completed in 1929, have been restored since being designated Provincial Historic Resources in 2007. This year, the Arts and Heritage Foundation of St. Albert is getting over $12,000 to replace the concrete footings for the drive shed and its ramps. Street. Albert's two provincially designated grain elevators tell the province's extensive agricultural history through public tours. There are considerable costs associated with restoring and preserving these historic landmarks, and so we are extremely grateful for Government of Alberta grant funding. This allows us to continue working with our provincial heritage advisor to preserve these buildings for future generations, said Anne Ramsden, executive director of the Arts and Heritage Foundation of St. Albert.